Welcome to The Creative Shift. My name is Dan Blank, author of the book Be the Gateway and founder of WeGrowMedia.com. So today I want to ask for your help, and I want to talk a bit about the end of year process that I do every single year to reassess my creative goals, where I put my focus, how I can better serve the people that I serve, which is writers and artists and creators, and really how to make sure that my life is filled with a sense of purpose and fulfillment in that process. I want to share that partly to give you a little bit of behind the scenes of what it is I do and how I try to keep improving that process. But I also think that what I'll share here is applicable to anyone doing creative work, whether it's a very, very mild hobby, someone striving to grow to the next milestone, or someone doing this as full time. A lot, or some of what I share here, is stuff I used to teach in a mastermind group that I ran for years. And it was great. I mean, it was just so amazing for me to take people through that process. I miss doing that group. I've thought about bringing it back many times, but it's just not felt right. And it's also like this last quarter when I do that reassessment, it's when I get to really focus on questions like that. So to start off, I would love to ask for your help. I have published this podcast for years. And I do it purely out of love. I do this because I want to do it. It is amazing for me to have the privilege of speaking with so many inspiring creators. And I hope that some of what I shared has been useful to you in some way, shape, or form. And if you have a few minutes, I'd love to get your feedback. Part of my yearly assessment is to really listen, is to just touch base with writers and artists and creators and really identify, where are you at? What are you creating? What are your goals? What are your challenges? Because that's the kind of thing that helps me grow as a person. It helps me really hone my services to better help people. And it helps the podcast, and it helps my newsletter and my blog, which I've done for 15 years. So if you are able to, there's a few questions I want to ask, and they are not a mystery. They are, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to how you share or market your work? What are your goals with your creative work? What do you create? What kind of writing? What kind of art? I'd like to know. What milestone do you hope to reach next as it comes to writing and sharing? And then finally, are there specific channels or tactics that you want more help with than others? And that could be anything from Instagram stories to newsletters to TikTok to podcast outreach, whatever. So there are two ways you can give me this feedback if you are willing. The first is just to email me. It's dan@wegrowmedia.com. Send me an email, answer those questions as best or as authentically as you want to. My email address is also on my website at WeGrowMedia, or WeGrowMedia.com. And the other way is I made like a little questionnaire Google form if you want to fill out something more official. It's the same exact questions. It goes right to me anyway. But it's in a questionnaire format. For that, just go to WeGrowMedia.com/thepodcast. And the most recent episode should be this one if you're listening to it anytime in November-ish 2021. And you'll see the link there. You can fill that out. This is the thing that really is such a core part of what it means to ensure that one's work reaches an audience. So in my book, Be the Gateway, this is the type of thing I talk about. In that book, I talk about the metaphor of the gateway, and I mentioned this recently in my blog about, you know, talking to readers. It's this idea of you construct what you hope to create. Your creative vision comes from your heart and inside you, and you create that book or that painting or that writing or that essay or that speaking series or whatever. And then to figure out, oh my gosh, like, who is this for and where are they and what engages them? We have to venture away from that gateway that we've built, and we've got to venture into, depending on how you use the metaphor, into the forest, and we've got to find where people are gathering and what they're talking about. And by doing that, we are learning the paths by which people are moving and what draws people. And slowly we get to bring people to our path, not as a way to interrupt their day, but as a way of bringing people together, of serving them, of giving them something that inspires or helps or entertains them. So these questions are a way for me to learn more about you. And there's a real other side to that, which is I spend all of my, you know, working time in the studio thinking about these things. For me to know your goals, your challenges, the milestones you hope to reach, the specific tactics or tools that you're hoping to learn or get better at, that really does play into what I will create here. And a lot of what I'm looking at for the next year is how I can create a lot more free resources. So more podcasts, more newsletters, more workshops or programs, things that are just available for writers and artists. And of course, it will also hone the work that I do one-on-one with writers and creators. So 2 years ago, I did this process, and I also reached out to past clients, and I got a lot of feedback about what works and what I'm doing and what people need and what their goals are. And in that time, I really massively shifted how I work with people. I took a process that was working really well for like 8 or 9 years, and I really revamped it. I started from scratch. And in the process, I created a system, and that totally changed how I work. And the goal for me was really figuring out how we move people to where they want to go. And this is something that I think as anyone who does service, and my goal is to serve writers and artists, it's that idea of making sure that I'm not just inspiring people, which I want to do, but I want them to really move ahead. And in the last couple of years, I've felt really proud of the work I've been able to do to build a brand new system of how we move through this, how we give people real deliverables, a real plan, how I work directly with people, giving them more feedback, more connection, answering more of their questions, making them feel more comfortable. And as I thought about this last quarter of the year, I've been really excited to stress test that, to figure out where are the gaps? What am I missing? What parts of that need to be expanded, be removed? Is it in the right order? All these different questions. And this is the kind of thing I've done the last quarter of every year for a long time, probably about a decade. So usually I will take October, November, and December of every year, and I'll go through an assessment process. And the general strategy I've taken over it is largely the same. Usually I will organize my ideas, and that's really collecting things. So very often throughout the year, if you are a writer or an artist or anything, trying to think about your business side of it, how you publish, how you share, how you sell, throughout the year, you have ideas or you see things that inspire you. And if you're like most people who are busy adults, you don't quite get to them. They all end up in a file or a to-do list or in the back of your brain, and they never get attended to because you're so busy just keeping up with the next thing. So what I like is to first really collect these things together, put them in one document, get them on paper so that, one, I'm dumping them out. I'm able to get them out of my brain or out of these deep files into one place. And that allows me to really embrace them and also to brainstorm with them. And I have to say, every year it's a little different. It's a very refreshing thing to be able to look at all the opportunities I've thought about or considered and really put them all down on paper. And then I'm analyzing them. I'm getting data around them. I'm talking to people. I'm doing a survey like this, where then I want more information. I want to always challenge my own assumptions. And this is something I think so much about when it comes to marketing or business strategy, is it's so easy as someone who does work, and I mean a restaurant that's been open for 8 years, a cobbler that's been open for 15 years, whatever it is, you know, an artist selling art for 12 years, whatever it is, it's so easy to make assumptions. Oh, well, my audience wants this, or they don't want that, or no one's on this channel, or this works and that doesn't. And for myself, I want to challenge those assumptions because I think that in doing so, it can break me out of ruts. It can lead to me seeing new opportunities that were right in front of my eyes and I wasn't able to see them. And of course, I've said this a couple times in the podcast already, I want to be of service. And to do that really has to make everything I do in this process filled with empathy, to really listen. And that, in times, is an amazing process. And at times, it's, you know, difficult because you have to really put on hold everything you want. So one thing I've been looking at a lot, and I'll probably write about this soon, is, you know, TikTok. TikTok for artists and authors and book lovers, all of that. And I've been talking more and more to some writers I'm working with about TikTok. And it's funny because if you're, again, if you're a writer who's been out there for a while and we say, hey, what about TikTok? What I'm finding is most adults are sort of like, look, you know, it sounds great and all, but do I need to do one more thing? And does that one more thing have to somehow involve short form viral-ish videos that sometimes include dancing? It's like their nightmare. And what I love about this is to also understand that. Understand, well, what are people's goals? What is it about TikTok that is working? Why are people so drawn to this? What are creators doing there? To really analyze that without any preconceived notion about, quote unquote, yet another social network, or this is a social network for funny viral dances. To really just look at it with a clear vision, to be open to that. And this 3-month process I go through is filled with that. And of course, that involves looking at my own stuff really deeply in the same way. You know, is one specific aspect of my service really moving people ahead? What are the ways that I can, that the deliverables, how do we measure success? How can I make something better, even something that works? I'm looking at the parts of my service that even work really well and saying, how can it be better? What are the parts of this that are weakest? How can it move people ahead quicker? How can they be more open to it or primed for it so that it doesn't feel like as big of a task? And that has me challenging everything about the way that I work with people. And that can feel inspiring, like I'm smiling as I say this. It can also be challenging because it's sort of like, again, I'll go back to just a very traditional restaurant theory. For example, where if you're a restaurant and you're doing okay, it can be challenging to say, hey, what if we totally change our reservation system? It can be like, well, that could be inspiring because we can maybe fix things that have been inherently wrong in that system for years. But what if we mess it up? What if, you know, audience expectation is one thing. We think we're being super clever by changing it and we change it in the wrong way and we now mess up something that we needed. And I have to say, I love this process for the same reason that I love doing this work, is that challenging myself, feeling like I'm in the creative process, it makes me feel alive, and not makes me feel alive because I like risk. It makes me feel alive because it feels like that is a part of the creative process. It feels like that is a part of what it means to really be present in the lives of people who write and people who create. That every year, I want to really be listening and looking at where are writers and artists now? You know, how do they talk about their goals and their challenges? How are they existing in the marketplace? What would feel meaningful to them? I grew up, I was the art kid. I went to art classes really young. I was always the art kid in school, and as I got older in high school and college and after college doing all these art projects, and I've been surrounded my whole life by people who create, whether they're dancers or writers or photographers or videographers or filmmakers or visual artists or performers, whatever. And for me, at age 48, to have that kind of, I don't know the official definition of beginner's mindset, but I like to think that this process aligns to something like that. To really always be taking a fresh look at what do creators need? Where are they now? How do they talk about that? To me, it just makes me feel like I've always felt with the arts, which is this is always a process of honing and developing a skill set, a craft, but also looking at the world with a completely fresh lens. And to do the questionnaire like I'm doing of asking your goals, to do this end of year process where I'm reassessing everything, it just really doesn't make me feel like, hey, I'm 11 years into this thing, which I am. It feels like every year is different. Every year I'm challenging myself to grow as a creator, to grow in terms of helping people in new ways, and to grow personally in the creative process of doing all of this. And all I can say is that for me, that gives me a sense of deep personal fulfillment. I want to come home every day from my studio to my family and feel like I was in it creatively. I was working with people who inspire me, that we were making progress, and that I'm growing in terms of how my process works. And I think that this podcast seems maybe too self-serving in a way, but that really to me is what I've always thought about in creating, no matter what the creative process was. And I have the privilege of talking to writers and creators really every day of the week. And that's a lot of what I experience, is that idea of making these decisions, of wanting to feel like we are true to our creative vision, that we know what we should be working on, that we know who we hope to reach, that we're finding ways to do the creative work first, balance that with the rest of our lives, which are often very complicated and busy for people, and then making sure that it's connecting with people in a way that feels authentic, that has an impact that you hope it does, and that feels like you're a part of something. Being the age that I am, I feel like I've had a real privilege in a way of growing up kind of before the internet in some ways, of experiencing the art world and the writing world and creative world before the internet took it over, and after that. And I think about what was it like to go to a book reading in 1988 or 1994, to try to get people to pay attention to your writing before the internet versus after. And that helps me think about what it means to be a part of a creative community or for a writer to connect with a reader. And it also helps me to look at something like TikTok and say, wow, what are people doing here? How is that helping people? How is it just like what we would have done in 1978, but in this interesting new way? So that's what I've been thinking about. This absolutely wraps back into the podcast. I've been thinking a lot about what I guess I'll call the next season of the podcast. I have a couple more interviews to share this last quarter and some more episodes, but I'm thinking a lot about what I want this podcast to be next year and how it fits into all of this. And my goal is really simple. You know, I want to be of service. I've said this many times in this podcast, but it's a lot on my mind, to writers and creators and artists. And I'm really thinking, you know, a good hard look at how this podcast can do that even better and how that can integrate in terms of the resources I provide. Of course, the podcast is this amazing tool for me to meet people who inspire me, and I've loved that. I'm trying to really think about, you know, the best ways I can do that. Anyhow, if you have any feedback on the questions I've answered, so please email me or go to wegrowmedia.com/thepodcast. You can answer those 5 questions I asked before, which is your biggest challenge, your biggest goals, what do you create, milestones you hope to reach in terms of sharing and marketing, or specific channels, tactics you need help with. Or go to wegrowmedia.com/thepodcast. Look at the most recent episode or two, and you'll find the actual link to a Google survey to fill out that form. As always, thank you. You can find me at Dan Blank on social media, or as I've said many times this podcast, at wegrowmedia.com. Thank you so much for listening until the end.